And welcome to the Bharat Wire Ropes Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chaiti Gujarati from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Chaiti Gujarati from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Bharat Wires and Ropes Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earning call for the first quarter of the financial year 2024. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earning call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by an information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earning call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earning call, and I will hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us Mr. M. L. Mittal, Managing Director, Mr. Mayank Mittal, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Sushil Sarda, Director and Head of Finance. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Sushil Sarda to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chaiti. Thank you for hosting this call. Good afternoon, everyone, for joining us today. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to our earning conference call for the first quarter of this year. Let me just give you brief about the financial highlights of this first quarter. For the first quarter under review, on consolidated basis, we have recorded revenue of 158 crore rupees, which is higher by 19% compared to Q1 of last year. And EBITDA stood at 41 crore rupees as against 25 crore rupees, which is almost 64% higher than the last year Q1. And the EBITDA margin for the quarter were reported at 26%, which represents significant growth on year-on-year basis. Net profit stood at 24 crore rupees, which is higher by 98%. Now I request Mr. M. L. Mittal, our Managing Director, to give you brief of, about highlights of the company.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us the first quarter's concall for the financial years 24. In Q1 24, we had a very healthy sales growth, wherein our sales volume increased by 15% year-on-year, and we are currently operating about 60% capacity utilization level. We saw an improvement in our EBITDA margin due to stable raw material prices and downtrend of approximately 5% on year-on basis. The fuel prices also, we are seeing downtrend and resulting reduction of power and fuel costs. We also seen improvement in the profitabilities, mainly on account of increase in the both sales realization as well as increase in volume, while also focusing on high value added products. Alongside this, there has been a reduction in the interest bearing loans, which are also adding the profits of the company. Our credibility with the customers is improving day by day, resulting in the repeat orders consistently coming to the company. We can now open to floor for the question and answer section. Thanks for your joining the call.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Sir, my first question is, from the margins front, what will be the level of the EBITDA margin and EBITDA per ton for the financial year 24 as a whole year?
Our EBITDA is 26% in the Q1 of 24.
Sir, I am asking about further going ahead margins.
Ma'am, we would try to maintain the same percentage, barring unforeseen circumstances, but we are quite confident that we will be able to maintain this EBITDA in the current year.
Okay. And sir, further our sales realization per MT improved this quarter. Can we say these levels will prevail for the full year as demand outlook is good? Or it is a function of the raw material prices and steel prices to further see some correction in the H2. So our realization will fall.
See, realization not always going to impact the raw material price, but there is not major changes in the selling price. Raw material price also going down gradually. It's not crashing 20%, 20% every month. So we are also taking into account when we quote the new, you know, inquiries. So by and large, we try to keep our margin intact.
Okay. And sir, my next question is, you mentioned in the recent presentation that we have an order book of rupees 170 crores, which is generally for the 3 to 4 months. But the same quarter last year, we have order book of rupees 200 crores.
Yes.
So there's my two questions. First is, when you are saying demand is growing, then why this reduction in the order book? And second is, if we have 170 crores order book, so it is fair to assume that quarter two will be muted on basis of quarter on quarter and year on year basis.
See, order book is 3 to 4 months. There normally we continue, and every day we get orders. Some months, because bunching of the orders, it might be higher. Suppose, you know, export orders, say 10 or 20 countries bunch up, so pending orders are more. But at the same time, we try to keep at least 3 to 4 months orders in hand. And that trend will continue. It may be 175 to maybe 225 crores. Between 175 crores, 225 crores, order book position, we want to maintain it. And that will continue current year also.
Okay. And on this basis, it is fair to assume that quarter two will be muted.
Pardon, please. Hello.
Quarter two financial year 24. I am asking that your quarter one financial year 24 order book is rupees 170 crores, and it is less than the if we compare it to the last year's order book, quarter one financial year 23 order book, it is 200 crores. So it is fair to assume that quarter two financial year 24 will be muted on year-on-year basis and on quarter-on-quarter basis.
See, we are getting around the 30 to 40 crores order shortly. Once we receive 35, 40 crores, then definitely cross 175 to 200 plus. So sometimes big orders from the mainly government tenders, like we are already L1, but we could not get the orders till date. So we not accounted that into order book position. But maybe 30 crores orders will get shortly, then we'll add in the order book position. We are already L1 in the some government tenders in India.
Okay. And so my next question is, what is the size of the industry globally in the terms of overall volume capacity and how the demand is growing at the industry level?
Ma'am, we are global players. Our goods are being exported to more than 50 countries. And by and large, it is used for general engineering purpose, shipping, mining, fishing, elevators, multiple uses. We don't keep the data for each and every industry separately. The rope is an item which can be used for the multiple purpose. It can be for fishing, it can be mining, it can be for the construction. So growth is coming from the overall, general GP rope, that is general purpose rope.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Our next question is on the line of Tanuj Kiani from Ventura. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Mr. Kiani.
Yeah, so I had some few questions on the UL certification that are required for the elevators. So could you please throw some light on that?
And, we have certification from the OEM, and we are supplying as per the certification only. At least 3 companies in India we are supplying, elevator company, and globally also we are getting registration from the various elevator companies.
Okay.
And we already have the BIS certificate, so that is also important for us. BIS and Lloyd's registration for the shipping industries. There are very few companies in the world which have their Lloyd's Certification Certificate which is used for shipping purpose.
Yeah, so you know, I believe that there are two segments which are high margin segments. One is the elevators in the Western world and special strands which are used in the shipping industry. So we wanted to know whether we are going to, what is our market share.
It is extremely difficult to quantify the market share as this is, again, a very big industry. And in elevators, we have a huge replacement market as well. So it's very difficult to quantify what would be the market percentage as there's no official figures of the elevators that are coming in the market and the amount of rope they are using.
Yeah, but I wanted to understand that, you know, see, I understand that the Western companies earn more than 2.5 pricing power than we do. And if we are to compete in that market and gain market share from them and compete with them at their pricing levels, what are the factors that we need to do to ensure that starts happening?
See, we just have to stick to the basics wherein we are giving a good product with acceptable qualities and at timely delivery. So if we stick to the basics, I think market is accepting our product and that is the reason we see growth.
Right.
So if we just stick to the basics, we satisfy our customers, then I think we are on the right track.
Okay. So just one more follow-up question is, can you tell us about your CapEx plans and also how are you going to use the cash flows to buy back the CCPs which are due in 34?
See, CapEx plan is yet to finalize. We don't have right now a CapEx plan. The moment we finalize, we will definitely inform to the BSC, NSC and to all the stakeholders. It's on drawing board. That is very sure, number one. Number two, CCPS, we are not going to buy directly. There are certain investors who have shown interest to buy out. That's why we informed the BSC, NSC that there are some people who are interested to buy out. So company cannot buy out CCPS. It has to be converted to equity as per the terms condition of the CCPS, and that is a 2034 onwards.
Yeah,
so long period is still outstanding. The bank may not sell to any investors.
Okay.
It is not
one last question is that what is the bullet payment for your outstanding long term loans, and what is the coupon rate on that?
There is no bullet payment. Our loan repayment is, staggered to 13.5 years from the 2021. So 2033 is the last date of payment. At the same time, there is ballooning. So major payments is in 2031, 32, and 33. But initially, there are 2% and 3% gradually increasing. So there is a major burden on the company's cash flow. And this cash flow, what you are using, that you are improving the working capital of the company and using for balancing equipments.
Okay. Thank you.
And coupon rate is 9%. What kind of paying to the bank? 9 to 10%, depending on bank to bank. Some banks are 9.5, depending on the rating.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to join the question queue, you may press star and 1. Our next question is from the line of Dhiral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my question is again pertaining to the gross margin side. So the improvement that we have seen on the YY basis, is it purely driven by the raw material, fall in the raw material prices, or is there any impact of the product mix change?
There are multiple reasons for improvement of margin. Number one is our selling price is increasing every quarter. Number two, the power and cost, fuel cost is going down. Number three is the raw material cost also going down. And this trend likely to continue for the entire year.
So we may see improvement in the gross margin even from the current level?
And gradually we are increasing the product mix also, so we are involving our production capacity for the higher, where we get higher margin. So that also we are doing continuous R&D and we are making the new products also, which give the higher, like plastic ropes we introduced last year, that we are increasing production. So that will give much higher price, more than 250 rupees per kg we are getting the realization.
So what is the contribution of the higher, value-added product in our revenue as of now?
There are multiple products. Each product have different type of, value additions. So there may be 30-35 products, which is, we are getting different, amount of the margins. So we cannot benchmark that higher value and the low value. This is a continuous process. It is just like, normal production plus additional what we are adding in the product mix. So that give additional maybe 10 rupees, 20 rupees or 15 rupees value additions. That compacted rope we are getting little higher additions. Plastic ropes we are getting higher addition, higher zinc coating we are getting higher addition, elevator ropes we are getting higher addition.
Okay, sir, in this quarter particularly, have you got any government incentive for the
status
that
you have not received? We expect any moment because the government of Maharashtra right now things are under process. Hopefully we will get in the month of August without fail. It was supposed to be disbursed 30th June, but it is delayed by government. So we may get around 15 to 20 crores with disbursement in the month of August.
So sir, have we taken into, in this our Q1 number, any figure for that? Or we have not considered for any figure?
That is a balance sheet item. It is not the P&L item. Last year's what we got it, that is include the 33 crores rupees, subsidy last year. But every quarter we are adding in the P&L account, but money we get after 1 year.
So, I'm
talking, that is pertaining to
21-22. Okay, so in Q1, sir, how much we have, factored in our P&L?
Just 1 minute. ₹1173 lakhs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tanuj Khiani from Ventura. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just had another question regarding the energy cost that we would be saving after the commissioning of the solar project. So, can you?
Energy, we already put a 5.5 megawatt third location. Their margin saving is not very high, but our own land, this under installation 3.5 megawatt. It was delayed by a few weeks, so effect will get maybe from 15 August onwards. Their saving will be for around 4 rupees per unit. And every megawatt will be generating around 15 lakhs unit per year. So if roughly you can say 52.5 lakhs unit and saving around 4 rupees. So 2 crores 10 lakhs rupees will be saving in the 3.5 megawatt. And for third party, there we'll be getting a small saving, maybe around 1 crore we'll get it.
Okay, got it.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vijay Goyal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. In the last call, you spoke about reduction in overall power and fuel cost. I think in FY23 it was 51 crores and you said it will be around 25 crores in this year.
Mr. Goyal, may we request you to use your handset for audio quality?
Yes, absolutely.
This is not audible, sir.
Yeah. Is it fine?
Yes, sir. Could you say something?
Is it fine now?
Yes.
Yes, now it's fine.
Okay. So I was saying, sir, in the last call, you said, the power and fuel cost, which was about 51 crores in FY23, so it will be reduced to about 25 crores in this year, FY24. So, are we on track of this?
Let me explain to you that Q1, if you see 12 crores, 16 lakhs was the power cost, that is around 10% of the sales. Now, in Q1, it is 11 crores, it is 7%. So 30% reduction in the power cost as compared to Q1 of last year. So the trend is likely to continue in the current year.
Okay.
And in my last investor call, I mentioned 25-30% we're saving in the current year. And we are in the same line we are working and we are saving that money.
Understood. And sir, regarding this EBITDA per ton, I think in this quarter we have about 40,000 rupees of EBITDA per ton. So what's your guidance for full year?
Our EBITDA is around 40,000 rupees per ton in the current year, first quarter.
I mean, so what's your guidance for full year?
Pardon?
What kind of EBITDA pattern we can expect, sir, for full year, FY24?
We are, barring unforeseen circumstances, we are confident that we will continue to maintain this performance in the current year.
Understood. And sir, regarding this solar power plant, I think 3.5 megawatt, I think solar power plant was about to commission. So is it, what's the status of that?
See, 5.5 megawatt, that is a third-party solution, not our location. So this is off-the-meter. So off-the-meter, the saving is very negligible because government of Maharashtra takes maybe 3.5 rupees for the wheeling charges and loss. So we get very small saving. But the power plant, the solar we are putting at our land, that will be saving substantial amount. And once it, mostly second year of August, it should start working.
Understood. And sir, any plans of, you know, increasing capacity, you know, I mean, our current capacity is 72,000 tons. So, I mean, in the previous call also, you know, you said we are in process of increasing this capacity through debottlenecking. So, I think...
Yeah, balancing equipment we are continuously adding to have the optimum utilization capacity up to 72,000 tons. So, as I told earlier also that within 2 years' time, we are targeting that, yes, we should achieve 72,000 by putting some additional capex for the balancing equipment. And that we are in the line and we are spending some money regularly to balance for balancing equipment. Major capex plan yet not finalized. We are discussing definitely. And once it is finalized, we will come back to the all the stakeholders.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, in terms of utilization, how high can we go currently? I see that you are operating at 60%.
We are operating around 60%.
So how high can we go? Up to 100?
Up to 80-85 it can go definitely in 2 years' time.
Okay, okay, sir. And for our next 2-3 years growth, we don't need any capacities, right? Our existing capacities will take care of it.
First, we will not wait for 3 years. We are generating a lot of cash, so definitely we have to plan something, major capex and the capacity expansion, maybe this product or other products. Once finalized, then definitely we'll come back to all the stakeholders.
Okay. And in terms of...
Cash, what we have to generate in the operations, 40 crores EBITDA in this quarter, the last year it was 140 crores EBITDA. So that money we will be using for the capex, but yet to finalize.
And that will be brownfield or we'll need a greenfield plant?
It will be brownfield only, not greenfield.
Okay. And in terms of margins, we are saying that we'll sustain this kind of margins. Historically, we have been around that, lower than that, far lower than that actually. So, do you think that currently we might sustain this margin, but over time in FY25 or 6, you know, it could go down to normalize to 14-15% that we were doing earlier?
See, let me tell you some data. 1920, a margin EBITDA was 11%. 2021, 13%. 2021-22, after restructuring, 17% first quarter, second quarter 14, 15, then 16, overall 15%. The 22-23, first quarter 19%, second quarter 21%, third quarter 26%, last quarter 28%. So this, if you see last 2 years working, continuously every quarter the improvement. Even current quarter also is 26% as compared to 19% last year. So we are confident that yes, barring 1 or 2% plus minus, we will be able to sustain this EBITDA percentage in the coming future also.
So what if cycle turns bad and there is oversupply in this market?
But oversupply in 1920-2021, we were having working capital issues. Now we have sufficient cash to, you know, improve working capital cycle. So we can negotiate better terms for the raw material suppliers. At the same time, we can get higher realizations from the customers because we are not desperate to sell at a very competitive price. We command our own price and we get orders. And over the period, we are getting, you know, because product mix has changed and we are exploring other geography of the world also, which is giving valuations to the company.
Okay, sir, can you throw some light on how product mix has changed? I mean, what was the what was contributing to leading to lower margins, or what is leading to high margin in last maybe in 2-3 years?
So basically, when we started operations, we were focusing on general ropes, which was very run of the mill products. But right now, as we have established our brand and people have used our products, now we are focusing mainly on the value-added items, wherein a high level of expertise is needed, plus market acceptability has to be there. So gradually we are adding those products in our product portfolio, and hence the realization that we are enjoying.
Yeah, got it, sir. That's helpful. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vinny Jain from Wise Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. Previous participant has just asked the question and you have addressed it. But I have another question on, like you said that you are focusing on certain geographies, identifying new customers. Can you elaborate a bit more on what is making you differentiated in terms of getting business, value-added business?
So basically all the customers are looking for value proposition. That is what our focus is. So giving them the required quality and at a better price. So that has been our focus area since the time we started, and we are working on the same, idea. And that is why we are able to, increase our market share as well as order book. And we are focusing on almost all the parts of the geography. So right now we are supplying to almost 52 plus countries, and our idea is to add another 30-40 countries within a short time.
Okay, okay. And we have many international competitors. So how superior are our products competing well with them?
It would be very difficult to quantify that how superior we are, but I think people or our clients or customers are seeing some value, and that is the reason we have more than 90% repeat orders. So I'm sure that we are doing something right, which is warranting this performance.
Great, great, great. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshil Javeri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Good evening, sir, and thank you so much for taking my question. So firstly, congratulations on a great set of results. Sir, I just wanted to ask about how do we see our revenue growth panning out? Like with our current capacity, what do you think can be a peak revenue and how soon can we achieve it, sir? And how, what do you see would be say quarter on quarter improvement in the margins, in the revenue, or maybe we will see a higher jump in FY25? How would the revenue trajectory pan out, sir? Thank you.
See, capacity, as we discussed earlier also today also, that 12 to 15% we are increasing utilization capacity. We have 72,000 metric tons annual capacity. And to achieve this, we are adding balance equipment. In next 2 years time, we are confident we'll achieve this much, 80-85% of the installed capacity. And this will reflect in the numbers in the coming quarters. And we are confident, yes, we'll achieve the capacity every quarters higher as compared to last year.
So would it be fair to assume we might have around 20% growth having year on year, or maybe because the product mix is also changing and we are increasing our capacity, or how would it go, sir, in terms of our top line?
See, volume will come from the two sectors. One is from the higher realization. Second is increase in the top quantity. So the quantity will increase by 10 to 15% and maybe around 5% will be increase in the sales price. Realization value. So that will give around 15-20% jump on the company's performance in the coming period.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That helps me a lot, sir. And, sir, do we see any risk going forward, sir, any market conditions or something, that we should be on lookout for our speed bump on the journey to growth?
See, we don't foresee any issues so far wire rope per se is concerned. Wire rope industry is, as you are aware, as 60 to 70% replacement market. And replacement market, if your elevator is rope to be replaced, whether recession or no recession, you have to replace it. The same way, we don't foresee this particular rope industry will face any problem or challenges in the coming future. As earlier, you know, we discussed that we are giving right product, timely delivery, and right price. That is our USP. That's why we are getting orders. And we are definitely taking shares of other global players because of the three USPs.
Oh,
so we are very confident that, yes, we can sustain the higher growth also.
Oh, okay, that's great to know, sir. And so, sorry, sir, but we export, how much percent of our sales is exported?
See, our direct export is around 10%, and our indirect export is around 75%. So, almost 80-85% is the total of products are being exported.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That helps me a lot, sir. All the best for future quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amitabh Bhatia from Sadhan. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I have one query with respect to the from the annual report which you published recently. What I noticed that the advances from customers, it has reduced quite comprehensively. So it has been around 8.5 crore for past 2-3 years. But last year, this year it has got down to 2.5 crore. So, is there any change in the supply chain or any working capital equations have changed, or what is the reason for this drastic fall?
Can you repeat your question? Actually, is it related to March 23 numbers?
Yes. It is related to March 23 number, where I am seeing advances from customer of 241 lakhs.
Yeah.
And March 22, it was 835 lakhs.
Yeah.
So, I was just wondering why there had been a significant reduction, because even past 2 years, even March 2021 and 2020, it was in above of 8 crores.
See, as we discussed 5 minutes back, now company's cash flow is very comfortable. Earlier, we used to take advance from customers by giving some discounts. Gradually, that we stopped. We want right price. We don't want advance from customers. We have sufficient cash flow available in the company. So that is the reason that advance is going down. So we are not dependent on customers' advance. When customers give advance, they definitely take us 4 to 5% you know, discount as compared to normal price. So that is the reason this is going down.
Okay. Sir, one more query I have. With respect to the product mix, our company going to plan for LRPC product, which is low relaxation pre-stressed steel strand, which seems to be quite in demand.
At this moment, I will not comment on this matters unless we officially give details to the BSE NSE. It is on the card, not finalized.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the answer.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Palak from Prodigy Investment Management. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Yes, sir. So, as you spoke about that now the focus has been shifted from general ropes to value-added ropes. So, could you just help me with the EBITDA margins for, let's say, general ropes or our value-added ropes?
Ma'am, actually, this is varied from 50, general, very low category rope. We can say around 12 to 15% is the EBITDA margin. But we have the high-value products also, so the EBITDA margin is even up to 35-40%. So average we achieve is 26% in the current year, first quarter.
So for general ropes, we can get maximum EBITDA of 15%?
Maximum we can get 15% if you go completely low-margin product. But that is not our target. Initially we used to do it in 2021, but now our focus is to go higher and higher the value-added products to get the better margin.
So maximum margin of 45%?
Yeah, I can use 50% is possible.
And I assume that there would be difference between the margins for domestic supply and for the exports. So could you just help me with the margins for domestic sales and the exports?
See, both have a different type of categories. In the domestic also, we can get even 50% margin, depending on product to product. And export also, we get the higher margin and low margin. So it is very difficult to quantify which is the better, but definitely we are going to tap local market also. As compared to overseas market, No doubt overseas is our, still yesterday it is our major focus, but recently we shifted our policy to go local market also.
Thank you, sir.
And we get good margin in the local market also.
Okay, sir. Understood.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Sir, I just wanted to know about the, we are now 85% export of our turnover is coming from exports only, sir. So any impact of the recession and the Ukraine war in European Union, are we facing or we are able to overcome, and or is India appearing to be a better market versus exports now?
Thank you for the question. So basically, Bharat Wire Ropes is very well spread out in terms of geographies. So even if there is Ukraine and Russian war, our geography is increasing. So we are not seeing any downward or any muted order book from the geographies, as we are continuously adding more geographies to our product portfolio.
And sir, how is the opportunity size for our products in India as well as in US, and what is the growth rate we can expect in time to come, sir?
See, overall, this market, again, these are not official figures. The market size of the product is somewhere around $10 to $20 billion. And of which, majority of the consumption is in the Western Europe, North America, South American region. I am seeing growth per se in the industry, but again, a major part of the growth will come from the replacement market. So almost what we have seen is 70 to 80% going in the replacement market and 10 to 15% going in the OEM market. And that is continuously increasing. So that is a big opportunity for us.
Okay, sir. And basically, elevator and shipping lines are the focus area for us, and sort of how easy is it to break the entry into big brands and OEMs and OTAs and so many other brands are there worldwide?
Extremely difficult. I mean, they have, you know, close to years of trials before they give certifications. So it is extremely difficult for a new entrant to enter, you know, any of the big brands of elevators. Their testing centers are spread out across the globe, and you have to send those samples for testing. There's rigorous things happening, and then they come back with the answer. So it is difficult, I would say.
Any luck for us so far, sir, with any of the OEMs?
So we are supplying to Kone Elevators. We are supplying to Johnson.
Very good, sir. Very good. And hopefully the future looks bright even in that respect, because these are, again, very reputed brands. So
yes,
if two of the major brands are accepting our products, then the other can also have a look. That is for sure. And so that means cover the quality of our product is second to none. I believe we went in for a very best machinery, all imported at our Chaliskaon plant. We had some unfortunate working capital issues, but now we have recovered. And I believe a team had joined from Usha Martin also. They are still there, sir, or still we have getting new system
coming and going. So right now I think we have our own team and we are scaling up.
Yeah, a few words about the product, the plant and the equipment which you have. I believe that is our USP, very high quality products and plants we built up at Chaliskaon, sir. If you can, would like to highlight to the analyst community.
One important aspect of Bharat wise that I can tell you, we have all European, German and Koreans machineries. Not even single Chinese equipment we installed in the factory. So that is our USP. Best of best equipment we installed. And globally also, people who came to visit our factory, they said this is one of the best factory across the globe. So that much we can say confidently, your company is having the best equipment, best layout, and we can manufacture the best product. That's why we could get entry in the European market and other market. As a European market, you know, this is a very tough market to get entered. So we are exporting Europe and US and other countries. That gives the indirectly certification. Yes, companies' machinery are high class, product is high class. Even raw material, other thing, we use the best raw material. We don't use the B category raw material. All the AAA rated company like Vedanta, JSW, JSPL material we use. We don't use even other government companies or secondary market product. So that is our use.
Excellent, sir. Excellent. And sir, this dependency on the government, GST, tax benefit, deferred tax, how long will it continue and sort of how can, because that sort of creates a doubt on the quality of funding, sir, to be honest, because in getting money from government is not at all easy, sir.
No, let me address you in that differently. Government subsidy, we have another 2 years, no doubt. But apart from this, if you see every quarter, the EBITDA percentage is improving because we are charging higher price from the customers. Every quarter, we are adding 1 or 2%, depend on customers to customers, because once customers use our product for years together, they are ready to pay 2, 3, or 5% extra. So whatever we lose after 2 years, by the time we are able to build up the additional revenue by charging extra for the product. So I don't foresee that any sharp reduction will take place after 2 years.
The same situation prevails in the government tenders, because I believe government is the major focus area, and 2 days back Modi ji also said that India will be world number 3 in our top 3 economies. So a lot of infrastructure spent is happening, but the relevant tender basis. So how successful we are here in India, and does it impact our margins over here, sir?
See, Mr. Gadkari recently announced a $40 billion wire rope project in the country, which to be completed in the next 5 years' time. And definitely we can supply that rope, number one. Number two, so for subsidy concern, government may further extend, or government can give some additional benefits. So we cannot close the eyes that, you know, after 2 years we will not have any subsidy. We have different type of subsidy also, like government export their giving certificates. PLI scheme also government may consider. We don't know right now is government policies. And definitely we are forced to the position where we can perform better. Being Asian countries are the high growth for manufacturing sectors. So we are confident that your company will definitely do well in the coming years.
No, I agree, sir. That is a very good point, sir. But just I was asking about our success in the government tenders, where it is mostly L1 or T1, L1, T1 basis. I'm not very sure. So how successful we are in the government tenders in India, where the opportunity size is again quite high, but unfortunately we have to go through the tendering route, sir.
So basically, as you rightly pointed out, L1 is how the government tender happens, and we are bidding aggressively since we have now the capacities available for us. And this, bidding will really help us to better utilize our capacities also. So I think we are aggressive on the domestic front, and obvious tender part is again a major thing. So it will definitely be part of our strategy.
Okay, sir. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nikhil Jain from Galaxy International. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to check, in the current results, was there any subsidy amount that was included in the EBITDA calculations?
Yeah, 11 crores should be added in the EBITDA calculations. That is a part of the routine accounting. So we have to make the accrual basis as per the accounting policies, but the actual receipt might take 1 year time. So 11 crores, 71 lakh precisely, we added.
So if we look at the EBITDA margin, so if we say standalone EBITDA margin without subsidy, so should we remove that?
Without subsidy, 41 minus 11.
Approximately.
30 crores.
30 crores.
Yeah.
Okay.
So around 30%. It's 30 crores totally.
Okay, fair enough. So that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Khan Vugar from Garg Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, congratulations. A good set of numbers. I have 3 questions. Sir,
thank
firstly, QOQ, there is a 2 crore reduction in finance cost. What is that attributable to?
See, there was an ICD in the company that has been paid. So that is a reduction of the interest cost, number one. Number two, we held a lot of cash accruals last year, so bank borrowing also reduced substantially. Working capital utilization, hardly 20% of the sanction limits. So that both things are reduction in the interest cost directly.
So, sir, is it fair to assume that for the entire year, we will have like 2 crore or so interest cost?
Yeah, every quarter, we expect that this reduction should continue.
Okay.
Maybe more.
My second question is, in Q1, I think our quantities of the product sold was some 10,300 MT, right? So how was it in Q4? And is there any seasonality in the business?
No, there is seasonality in the business. Just last quarter.
Q4.
Turnover. Country.
Last quarter is generally high.
Country is. Last quarter it was 10,689 metric tons. This quarter is 10,316 tons. It is very small numbers. As you know, every year last quarter is always highest. First quarter always lowest. But as compared to last year's first quarter was 8,962 tons and we had 10,300. So 15% jump in the as compared to last year's first quarter. So there is a continuous improvement in the production.
So we can assume that with every passing quarter, the volumes should ideally improve.
Yes, you are right. And last quarter definitely will be the highest.
Okay. So my last question is, I think you mentioned about Mr. Gadkari announcing a large government ropeway project, right? So
yeah, $50 billion ropeway project, almost 500 projects, and to be completed within 3 to 5 years' time.
So have you started seeing things moving on ground, or it's still on the paper?
No, they start meeting. We had a meeting with in Delhi also regarding this, and yes, they start working.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot for your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Prahash Rai from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to know, what is the blend of high-end or value-added ropes in quarter one? What's the revenue?
So basically, the value-added item would constitute less than 10%, but our focus is again to increase that share continuously.
And sir, by FY25, where do you see this blend?
Pardon me, sir?
By FY25, sir, where do you see this blend going?
So basically, our target is to at least reach 15 to 20% levels for the value-added items.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Deepesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yeah. Deepesh, please go ahead.
One question which I had just heard of in the con call. That you are able to increase your prices with every customer about 1% every quarter. Now, being in the B2B business and even when the raw material prices comes down with so much competition also, we are able to maintain that, and we will be able to maintain that in the coming quarters also?
Yes, we'll be able to maintain in the international market. Where now tender business, it is a one-to-one B2B business. And the quality is very important. 3 years back, between any competitor global market, our margin gap was around 10 to 15%. That gap is reducing. Now we are as good as equal to any global players. So the 15% gap gradually are filling up. We are equal to the European or any audience or anybody's product qualities.
Okay. So the Indian market, do we have, what is the market share which we have in the Indian market in the government orders or something?
Very difficult to quantify the market share, but we were not very aggressively present in the domestic market. But as we have mentioned earlier, that now we are trying to focus more on the domestic market and increase the market share.
What is the reason being that our focus is now shifting to the domestic market? Is it that we are getting higher prices or...
Because basically, if you see, majority of our business was happening through exports, and we thought to bring it down to an ideal level of 50% exports and 50% domestic. So that is the reason we want to focus more on the domestic.
See, absolute quantity wise, we will not reduce our export shares. That number one. Number two, domestic shares we are increasing. Earlier, we are not focused because of the internal issues, cash flow issues. Now we are cash comfortable. Domestic market, for government tender, I think the payments comes in 90 days, 120 days, that it takes time.
So our cash flow was not permitting. So earlier we not focused the domestic market very aggressively. Now we have sufficient cash, we can get the right price and we can extend credit 90 to 120 days to government company, you know, tenders.
The presentation also mentions that there is an electricity exemption, electricity duty exemption for 15 years. Now, how many more years are left for this electricity exemption?
This is 2017, around 10, another 10 years.
Another
10 years. 2018 is issued, so up to 2033 is the last date.
Okay. And what is the subsidy?
This is electricity duty, they are not charging, is around 1 rupees per unit.
Okay. No, no, I'm talking about the subsidy, 11.71 crores, which we received and we added in this quarter.
That will get after 1 year, not immediately. After end of the year, we have to supply the government and then get a sanction and then we get this with that. So it is a 1.5 years process time.
Okay, but that we get it every quarter? How is it?
No, depend on government funds. Mostly 2 times in a year we get.
2 times in a year. And is there any time period for that? Is that we will be getting for 5 years,
no,
10 years?
Depend on government allocation of funds and disbursement.
Okay.
But by and large, over this last 2 years of experience, 2 times in a year we get.
2 times in a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the exact nature of the subsidy? I mean, under what? Is it the GST subsidy? What is the exact nature of it?
Yeah, mega project subsidy. We set up plant in the D zone, say Chaligram. So, whatever capital investment we did, so 100% capital investment, government gives it by way of GST refund. GST, whatever we are paying government of Maharashtra, that we get refund.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just one last question on the debt thing. I mean, we have reduced our borrowings considerably. You think we'll be in the next 2 years, we'll be debt-free?
Hopefully. Yes, yeah, right.
I mean, the way we are going, we'll again easily get debt-free in the next 2 years.
But there are two issues. Number one, we can be debt-free. Number two, we can use the cash for the expansion. So, timely at the right time, we'll take a decision whether paying to banks is a better choice or expand capacity and get higher value additions. So, that call will take shortly.
So, are we planning to do any capital expenditure in this year or maybe next?
We are discussing, we are making the, you know, everything on the cards. So once it's finalized, then definitely we'll inform, and maybe this year or next year. Definitely we'll lose some capex, but right now it's not finalized. It's under discussion level.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Devang Bateja, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congrats on the good set of numbers. Sir, my question was that you mentioned that LRPC might be a segment we may enter and we are focusing on government tenders as well. So is there any risk that we will be diluting margins or will we be able to maintain EBITDA for MT? Anything on this side?
See, we are yet to take a decision for LRPC, number one. Number two, if at all we take decision, the absolute profit will increase. The absolute numbers will increase. Percentage might go down, but absolute numbers will increase. And we are not going to leverage heavily that there is heavy borrowings or other thing. And once numbers finalize, then we'll definitely come back to you.
So, sir, any new business we take up, what is our key priority? Is it to utilize our existing volumes or to move up the value chain? Broadly, what are we looking at?
My first target is to optimize capacity up to 70,000 tons. Auto 80-85% we can do it. Thereafter, parallelly, we'll work for the expansion. If at all workable, then we'll take a call.
All right, sir. And sir, you mentioned that there is no seasonality in business, even though Q1 tends to be a little low. So is there any seasonality in the order book as well? So do we keep ramping up our order book as the year goes by?
Seasonality, this order book question is, first question I explained that is around 25-30 crores L1 US government tenders, which order not yet received. Maybe next 10 days time we'll get it. So there's a seasonality around 175-225 crores range. We'll have always order in hand.
Thanks, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Munjal Shah, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, a couple of questions. Sir, Mr. Mayank mentioned that we are targeting to 50% export and 50% domestic. So, is it correct to assume that we have we might have the same realization in the export and the domestic market? Is it correct to assume?
See, number one, let me correct it. 50% does not mean we'll reduce our exposure to international market. Quantity wise, we'll not reduce it. Gradually, we'll shift to domestic market because higher capacity utilization will be there in the coming next 2 years' time. So, additional capacity will earmark for the domestic, where value addition is very, it's not bad, it's reasonably good, maybe slightly lower than the export market, but we have to capture local market. The way government is putting the focus on the infrastructure and private sectors improving the all the expansion of the thing, we are confident that local market also we can target and we can get a good support from local market. Earlier we not targeted because of our working capital issues, so now working capital is sufficient and we can definitely target local market.
Okay. Noted, thank you. And so my second question was that, as you mentioned, that we are targeting government tenders in domestic market where the credit cycle is prolonged, considering 90 to 150 days. So won't it affect the overall working capital management of the company? So our working capital days, which are around close to 130 days, I think probably there is a chance that if we work with the government, probably the number of working capital days would move up. So can you throw some light on the same?
Some all government tenders are not 120, 124 days. Some government tenders, the moment they get the material, within 15, 20 days, they can process the payments. Some government payments, they might be delayed. So we cannot generalize that working capital cycle would disturb. Some government payment across the table, the moment goods issued, within 10 days time, we can get the payments. So by and large, overall cycle will not impact.
Oh, okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll get in the queue. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management from Bharat Wire Ropes Limited for closing comments.
Thank you for all the participation in the earning call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to us through IR Managers Goldrum Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Bharat Wire Ropes Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.